This is essentially, I mean, we say a corporate return with a twist. It would be nice now. I think now we wish it was really just a straight corporate return. Corporations don't really need to consider siloing their different activities. They're able to offset income and losses of various activities. So we kind of wish it was a corporate return at this point. But there's also additional considerations when it comes to consolidation. Corporations are able to consolidate if you've got multiple businesses that you can consolidate when you file tax returns for convenience of those multiple entities. In the Form 990T world, similarly to the Form 990, there's really not a lot of considerations for consolidating. So you can file a consolidated 990T for one kind of limited case related to title holding companies. So if you have a 501c3 or a nonprofit with a related title holding company, a 501c2 organization, there could be consolidations in those cases, but you need to attach a consolidating schedule, a Form 851, as well as authorizations of consents for the subsidiary corporation to be included with the parent. And honestly, I don't see a lot of consolidated 990Ts for title holding companies connected to 501c3 organizations. But there is an ability to do that if you were interested in that. Additionally, if you have a group filing, so if you're a group, if you file a Form 990 for a parent and all of your subordinate organizations within that same group are have unrelated business income within those subordinate organizations, each of those subordinate organizations need to file their own 990T. And, you know, this is the first year I've done that related, you know, with e-filing and kind of going through the complexities of having a group filing. I don't know if there's a lot of groups out here, but having a group filing and then having to file separate subordinate 990Ts or 4720s, if you have those as well, can add a big layer of complexity to these reporting. So sometimes you wish there was an ability to consolidate these 990Ts, but unfortunately only in very limited situations. As has been noted in the prior session and other sessions, there is a required electronic filing as of 2020 for these 990Ts. A little bit easier for some in some instances, but can be a little bit more complex because one of the big uses of 990Ts that we have is we, you know, are reporting alternative investments. A lot of those alternative investments have foreign reporting that flow through. So you've got 926s or 5471s. So you've got to figure out how to sometimes include these, you know, as filings with that Form 990T. Generally, it's not easy to include just a blanket group of attachments to this form. So that's a little bit more complicated with that when it comes to that electronic filing. Accounting method changes, you know, we got a little bit of clarity on this last year relating to the filing of the 3115 from the IRS in the Form 990 instructions. So the Form 3115, which would be for an accounting method change, isn't required for a Form 990 or for a filer unless there is an impact essentially to unrelated business income. So if you do have an accounting method change on your tax return, on your Form 990 or in your year, and it flows through and there's an impact to your unrelated business income tax, and that would be a case that you'd have to complete a Form 3115 and attach that to that Form 990T. So just something to consider if you have to, you know, you're thinking, oh, maybe I'm in the clear in the Form 990, but if you have unrelated business income, you might still have that form to file. And then just a note, the 990T is also subject to public disclosure for 501c3 organizations only, so not any other type of organization. It's just the 501c3s that have the 990T that's subject to public disclosure. You don't have to attach all of the foreign filings and all of the attachments that might go along with that 990T. Not all of them are necessarily required to be included in that public disclosure copy, but the Form 990T itself is. And I think that's an important consideration when you have alternative investments. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the IRS requests a detailed list of your alternative investments that flow through UBI. And for a lot of organizations, it's good to remember that 990T is public disclosure, publicly available, whether you make it available or you go have it on GuideStar. I haven't seen it on the IRS's website yet, but I don't know if they're starting to put those on maybe now that there's electronic filing. But if they're out there. And so if you're concerned, if you have maybe an investment group or your investment advisors are concerned about that information that they consider proprietary, you know, we always remind people that that's also on there for public disclosure.